Yajnena Prakriti.
Yajnena
Prakriti.
Next verse. This we have discussed last
Avajananti mamurha.
Avajananti mamurha.
Manushim pranamashritam.
Manushim pranamashritam.
Parang bhavam vajananto.
Parang bhavam vajananto.
Mama bhuta maheshwaram.
Mama bhuta maheshwaram.
Avajanashme. Manushim,
manushim,
in a human form,
sanum,
body,
body.
Ashritam,
ashram,
assuming,
assuming.
Param,
param,
transcendental,
transcendental.
Bhavam,
bhavam,
nature,
nature.
Ajanantaha,
ajanantaha,
not knowing,
not knowing.
Mama,
mama,
mind,
mind.
Bhuta,
Bhuta,
everything that be,
Maheshwaram,
Supreme Proprietor. Translation. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all of be.
So, Krishna is not an ordinary man. Therefore, Krishna warns this. Avajananti man murha. Murha rascals. To accept God as man and to accept man as God, this is rascals. Rascaldom means to accept a man as God and to accept God as man. This is acceptance. Avajananti manamuha. We can understand who is an intelligent man and he is a rascal. By this criteria. In another place, Krishna says, Naman Vishkitunam Murha Parpatdante Narathama. Murha, rascals, they do not surrender unto me. Krishna is canvassing, especially in India, he appears. He is canvassing, Sarva Dharman Parityajya. Mamekam saranam bhavi. His canvas. But the murad, they will not accept. Avajananti manamurha. Oh, why should I accept Krishna? I have got my own God. I manifested my God. So, we have got very shortcuts, criteria to understand a rascal and intelligence. What is that? If he is a devotee of Krishna, then he is intelligent. If he is not, then he is rascal. That's all. No, he does not accept Krishna as God, but he has many other gods. Especially in our Hindu society, they say, the Mahabharata philosophers, they say that everyone is God. How everyone can be God? If everyone is God, then what is the significance of God? Even not many gods. In the Shastra says, Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Dayyati. Not to speak of ordinary demigods, but big demigods, just like Brahma, Lord Shiva, even Vishnu. Of course, Krishna is Vishnu Tattva. Krishna is not in the category of Jiva Tattva. There are Jiva Tattvas. There are Shakti Tattvas, there are Vishnu Tattvas. People do not know it. Therefore, in the next line it is said, Param Bhavam Ajananta. They do not know. What is Vishnu Tattva? What is Jiva Tattva? What is Shakti Tattva? How things are working. Param Bhavam Ajananta. Mama Bhutam Maheshwaram. I am the Supreme Person. In another place, Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanyat. There is no more superior personality than this. This is really the fact. In the Brahma Sangita, it is said, Ishara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. He can become God. I can become God. He can become God. But Supreme God is Krishna. If we accept that we are all gods, but still there is distinction. There is male God, is female God, is child God, is educated God, is a foolish God. If we are all gods, then you have to qualify these gods in this way. There are differentiations from one God to another. That means one God is superior than the another God. That you have to accept. In this way, if you go on making progress, who is the best God, then you come to Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Satchidananda Vigraha. So, the Param, Parabrahma, impersonal, they say. No, Vigraha, person, just like you and me. Person, but they cannot imagine how a person can become so powerful, as in the previous verse it is said, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Ishvate Sacharacharam. A person is directed, just like we direct. A big businessman is sitting in his room alone, but he is directing the whole factory, whole business, everything. That is being done. Although Krishna is Goloka Vrindavan, he has nothing to do. Why God has something to do? Then what kind of God he? Here we see practically a big man, a big minister, a big prime minister or president. He is also sitting, giving direction. He has nothing to do. Similarly, Krishna also, he has nothing to do. Krishna is enjoying. Just like you see Krishna's form. He is enjoying. Krishmati Radha. He has nothing to do. That is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Natasthakajam karananca vidyati. Why God should be busy doing something? So, Param Bhava Vajan. They do not know what is God. Although God is appearing before them. We have got the name of God, the fame of God, the pastimes of God, the demonstration of His divine energy of God. Everything is there. Still we are searching after God, and unfortunately we are manifesting a God, a man. Therefore, we are Murhas. Avjananti Manga Murhas. Here is God, accepted by all acharyas, not that by sentiment. There are acharyas in India. Practically, our whole civilization is guided by the acharyas. Acharya Man Purusha Veda. We have to accept acharya. In India, our culture, Vedic culture, depending on acharyas. Even we differ, we Vaishnavas. There are Vaishnavas acharyas. And there is Mahavadi acharya. So Shankaracharya is Mahavadi, impersonalist. Still he accepts Krishna the Supreme Personality of God. So Bhagavan Sayan Krishna, devotee Nagar. He has written in his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. He has said, Narayana para abhaktya. So Bhagavan Narayana Krishna. He has accepted. And what to speak of Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, and other acharyas. Let us start as a Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 500 years. These acharyas, 1,000 years ago, they appeared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared about 500 years ago. He accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Acharyavan Purusha Veda. One who is Acharyavan, one is following Acharya, he knows things as they are. Acharyavan Purusha Veda. So unless he become Acharyavan, that is the Vedic instruction. Tad vidyanatham sa guru meva abhigacchet. We cannot understand God. What is God? We cannot make research. We do not know what are the symptoms of God. Although everything is described in the Shastras. Here also in the Bhagavad Gita, the indications are there. Matta parataram nanya. There is nobody superior than me. So, this is the shortcut definition of God. Just try to find out a person. God is also a person. But he is the most superior person. Nitya nityanam, chetana chetanana. He is the chief amongst the living beings. Nitya nityanam. He is the wisest of all wise men. Chetana chetanana. What is the difference between God and us? The difference is that he is the maintainer and we are maintained. This is the difference. We are not maintained. Nobody can say, one can say that I am God, but nobody can say that I am maintaining everyone. No, that is not possible. These are the simple definition of God, given in the Vedic literature. Eka jo bahunam vidudhati kam. We have necessities of life. But who is supplying the necessities of life? That ego. That one person. Ego. So, it is a great science to understand God. It is not an ordinary thing simply by speculation or by so-called meditation to become God. God is God. Always. You cannot become God if you are not God. Krishna was God when he was 3 months old on the lap of his mother. Krishna was God when he was 4 months old. Krishna was God when he was 10 years old. Now he is chanting. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Girivardhari. Krishna was Gopi Jana Vallava. He was always meant for pleasing the gopis. But that much from him, that he was not God. Girivaradhari. When gopis were in danger, incessant rain in Vrindavan, he immediately lifted the whole Govardhan Parvat. Immediately thought, yes, I am God. I can give you protection. Girivaradhara. One side Gopijana Vallava, just like ordinary boy, he's pleasing the gopi by joking behavior. But that does not mean he's not God. So one imitates the joking behavior of Krishna. But one cannot imitate lifting the Govardhan thing. That is not possible. Therefore, those who are Muras, they derive at Krishna. They cannot believe how a person can become the supreme authority. Otherwise, one who knows the Buddha Bhava Samanvita, Aham Sarvatta Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matya Bhajanti Imam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. Those who are Buddhas, they are Krishna conscious. They are devotees of Krishna. Krishna je bhaje sevara chyoku. Without gain, very, very intelligent. Nobody can become Krishna conscious, devotee of Krishna. This Muras cannot be. It is not possible. If you want to remain a Murha, then you cannot understand. When your Murattam, your Anvisjan will go, how it will go? Bhavanam janmanavanti jnanavan man prapadrat. If you cultivate knowledge, spiritual knowledge, for many, many births, Bahunam, because you will not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by saying, by Krishna. Krishna says, yes, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you don't believe it, then you have to cultivate knowledge for many, many births. You have to take birth and cultivate spiritual knowledge, again die, again come, again take birth. This will go on, continuous. Bhavanam janmanamante. And if you are fortunate enough to become wise enough, then you will understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahapas. Vasudeva Krishna is everything. That is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnananchajat Ahitakam. If you become devotee of Vasudeva, Bhaja Vasudeva, then very quickly you will become Jnanavan. First of all, one becomes Jnanavan, then he surrenders to Vasudeva. Sarvadharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇam. This is one process. Another process is, you become a devotee of Vāsudeva, then jñāna vairāgya will automatically come. Because the human life, the perfection of human life is to accept jñāna and vairāgya. That is perfect. In our Vedic civilization, this is the process, perfection. There are different stages of life. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So what is the Sannyas law? Sannyas means perfection. Jnana and Vairagya. Who can take Sannyas? Renounce order. Unless he has got full knowledge, as Shankaracharya explains, Brahma Sattva Jagannitya. Unless one understands fully that our this material engagement can simply waste of time, he can attain perfection of jnana vairagya yuktaya. Unless there is perfection of knowledge, there cannot be vairagya. And unless there is vairagya, unless you become detestful of this material existence, there is no question of liberation. Jnana vairagya yuktaya. So this jnana and vairagya can be achieved simply by becoming a devotee of Vasudeva. That is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodita Janayati Asu Vairagya. Asu Vairagya. Very soon, just like this boy, these Americans, these European boys, they're young men. Now they have taken sannyas and dedicated their life for service of Krishna. They are vairagya. They are coming from opulent nation, very rich man, rich nation. Their parents are very rich. There is no scarcity of food. There is no scarcity of money. There is no scarcity of women in the Christian country. But they have left everything. simply boys. They're all living 30. How much a young man may have propensities for enjoying this material way of life? And when there is facilities, but how they have taken to it? This is the proof. Vasudeva Bhagavati. Bhakti Yoga Prayajita. Janayati Yasu Vaira. Jnananta Jadavi. This is proof. So actually, if we want Jnana and knowledge, because human life is meant for Jnana and knowledge. Human life is not meant for living like animals, cats and dogs. Cats and dogs cannot be elevated to the platform of Jnana and knowledge, Vairagya. That is not possible. A human being can be elevated by education, by culture, to the platform of Jnana and Vairagya. That is the ultimate goal. Narottama Thakur sings therefore, Hari Hari Bhale Janama Gwain. Manusha Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhariya. Janiya Suniya Bishok Sain. This is Gyan. Regret. My dear Lord, I got this very opportune moment to possess this human form of God. Manusha Janama Paiya. But my duty was towards the Radha Krishna. That is the highest perfection of what? Ramyakadit upasana vrajabadhu varagami jatalita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended. The upasana, the worship, which was invented by the gopi towards Sri Radha and Krishna. Ramyakadit upasana. There is no more perfect upasana. So, this Radha Krishna Upasana is the perfection of Upasana. Even it is better than Vishnu Upasana. In the material way of life, Vishnu Upasana has been recommended as the highest. Aradhananam Param Devi, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. It is the statement of Lord Shiva to Parvati. That of all Aradhan, Vishnu Aradhan is the best. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam param. Tasmat paratanam devi tadyanam aradhan. Tasmat paratanam. Even better than Vishnu Aradhan is to worship the Vaishnava. Madhvaktya puja bhutika. Krishna has said also, anyone who is worshipping my devotee, pure devotee, that is better worship than one who is worshipping me, guys. So, Sri Narottama Das Thakur says that I got this opportunity of human life, but instead of worshipping Radha Krishna, I worship so many things. Somebody is worshipping his body, somebody is worshipping his mind, somebody is worshipping his country, somebody is worshipping his something else, or somebody is worshipping some other devi gods also. But that is not recommended in the Shastra, at least in the Bhagavad Gita. Kamasthasya hitajnana jajanti anna devata. There are worshippers of other devi gods. But they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as Hitajnana. Hitajnana, Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments, Nashta Buddhaya, one who has lost his intellect. These are the bhagavata of the Shastra. Therefore, one who has taken only to Krishna worship, Sarvadhanman Parityajyamami Tam, only Krishna. He is intelligent. And one is not intelligent, Murha, he does not take this. This is stress, meaning of Bhagavad Gita. you can make your own meaning. But if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, this is easy. You cannot accept the worship even of big demigods. What to speak of minor demigods, even big demigods just like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. He can worship. Vaishnava is ready to give respect even to the ant. And why not Lord Shiva? And why not Lord Brahma or any other demigods? They offer. But they offer in which way? As servant of Krishna. Just like in the Brahma Sangita, there is, Sististhiti Pralaya Sadhana Sakti Rita, Chari Vajastha Bhubanani Vibhati Durga. This is worship of Durga. The Vaishnava, Brahma, is offering respect to Mother Durga. So similarly, Vaishnava never disrespects any demigod. Why demigods? They are so exalted. They do not disrespect even an ant. Tinadupi sunitena, tarorupi sahisuna, omanina manade. A Vaishnava should be ready to give respect to anyone, all living entities. Because all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna. They should offer respect to everyone. Just like this finger is my part and parcel of the body. If you respect my body and cut my finger, shall I be happy? No. Therefore, Vaishnava knows this. That even a small ant, he is the part and parcel of Krishna. So if I kill this ant, Krishna is jealous. Krishna is jealous. There was a bear. In the Padma Purana, the story is there. He was habituated to kill animals. Bear, you know, hunter. So he was killing so many animals half dead. So Narad Muni was passing through that forest. He was pretty much agreed. Who is this rascal killing these animals half? And they are trapping out of painful condition. Let me see this rascal. So he searched out this bear, hunter. The bear was very busy in his hunting. So he thought, because after all, Narad Muni is a Vaishnava. After seeing him personally, his heart was immediately little clarified. So he offered respect. Sir, you have come here for some tiger skin or deer skin, I shall give it. But don't disturb in my business. Please let me do my business. So Narad Muni said, all right, you do your business, but one thing I request, why you are not killing these animals all at a time? Why you are killing half? It is great skill. Then it stuck to his brain. Seeing? What is he seeing? Then he discussed the effects of seeing. Then he said, I have been taught by my father to do this business. See, if I do not do this business, how shall I live? So Narad Muni said, if I guarantee your living, would you give me that this business, this profession? So why not? If I give my living means, then I can give up. So it was agreed that he will give up his business of hunting. And Narad Muni said that I will give all necessities of self. Come on. So, long story, I am making short talk. So Narad Muni asked him that he sit down on this bank of Ganges. And here is a tulsi plant. You worship it, and I will send your food. Don't be worried. So, next morning, it was declared in the village that heinous hunter has become a Vaishnava. So people generally, they are inquisitive. They came to see. It is a custom. When you go to see a saintly person, you take some fruits or flowers or some rice or some atta. So, huge stack of rice and atta and fruits and flowers. They were surprised. Why Narad Muni is sending so much? We are simply husband and wife. In this way, they become Vaishnava. And after some time, Narad Muni with his friend, Parvat Muni, he wanted to see his devotee. So he asked Parvat Muni, that my dear friend, will you come with me? I said, so, my devotee, who has found my dear hunter. So Parvat Muni knew that you can play wonderful. So let me see this devotee. So when Narad Muni was coming, this devotee was going to receive the spiritual master. This is the custom, to receive the spiritual master from distant place with all honor by bowing down. But he was jumping. He was jumping. So when he came near, the Parvat Muni first of all asked him, my dear son, you are a great devotee, but while coming here, why you are jumping? He said that on the ground, there are so many ants. So I do not want to kill these ants. This is the effect of devotional self. The same man who was taking pleasure by killing one animal half dead, he is not prepared to kill even an ant. This is called bhakti. Deshasi bhakti bhagavati apinchana sarvai dunai tatva samathate sura. If one becomes a devotee of the Lord, akinchana bhakti, then sarvai gunai, all good qualities will come out automatically. Because every living entity is part and parcel of God. God is all good. Then, therefore, every living entity, potential, constitutional, he is also good. As God is good, we are also good. But due to our material association, we have become bad. So if we revive our old position, Krishna consciousness, then automatically we shall become all good. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that, oh, Cheta Dattvana Marjanam Bhava Mahadava Vinibhava. If you want to see, to stop this blazing fire of material existence, then you have to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And the practical effect, you can see what is already done, how they have become. There are limitations. We cannot accept anyone and everyone as disciple unless he agrees, tacitly, to give up some preliminary principles. Just like illicit sex life. Anyone who comes to me to become my disciple, the first condition is no illicit sex life, no intoxication. After drinking, smoking, or even drinking tea and coffee, and chewing palm. These are also intoxicants. So one cannot take all these things. No intoxication. No illicit sex. Unless you have got connection with woman by marriage style, there cannot be any sex life. These are the pillars of sinful life. Jatra papas chaturvidha. If you actually want to make progress in spiritual life, you must accept at least these four principles. This is tapasya. Tapasya brahma chaddeena. Tyageena. Sautas. Sattam. Sattva sautabhyam. These are the expectations. So, to become purified, one must be purified of this material existence. Then he can understand what is God. Then he can serve God. With this material senses, it is not possible to serve God. That is not possible. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Namabe Grayam Indriya. This Indriya, the present Indriya, contaminated by material existence. You cannot understand by simply hearing about God. Therefore, you have to purify yourself. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. This is the definition given by Narad Muni. How one can become a devotee? how one can be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. This is the formula. What is that? Sarvapadhi-vinirmukta. First condition. One has to give up all designations. I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmana, I am Sudra, I am this, I am that. These are all designations of the body, that we are not this body. So, if we can give up this bodily designation, that is called Sarvapadhi-vinirmuktam. Sarvapadhi-vinirmuktam. Then one has to become purified on the standard of devotional service. Unless one is engaged in devotional service, there is no question of purification. Then you fall down. These are the statements in this Hatha. Arujya krichena parama padama tata patanti adha. You can elevate yourself to the Brahma intelligence, Brahma jnana, arujya krichena, with tapasya, with severe austerity. But if you cannot understand Krishna, if you do not take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then you will again fall down. Arujya krichena parama pada tata patanti adha anadhita jusmat anga. So a devotee, if you become a devotee, you will never fall down. Krishna will give you protection. Krishna says, Kauntiya pratijanihi namini bhakta pranasya. He'll give you protection. Otherwise you are helpless. You can fall down at any moment. But if you take shelter of Krishna, so there are so many facilities for perfection of life simply by accepting Krishna. Mami kam saranam bhaja. If you do not do that, then you are a mura, rasya. Abhajananti mana mura, manasinti tanma. Param bhavad. How much powerful is Krishna? What he can do for me without knowing this? We do not surrender to Krishna. Therefore, it is necessary to assemble like this, to understand Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement is there all over the world just to help the people to understand real God, Krishna. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement. Because people are suffering. They are all murhas. They do not understand Krishna or they deride Krishna. Therefore, he will go on suffering. Tanaham dusata puran kipami adasram dhuji. Those who are envious of Krishna, Krishna says, I put them eternally in the hellish condition of life. So if you want to save yourself from the hellish condition of life, you must take to Krishna consciousness and surrender unto him. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.